Hannah.
No, I'm Hannah.
I'm Hannah.
I know who I am.
I know who I am. Okay, so today we're talking about the movie Suitable Flesh, starring Heather Graham and what's her name? Barbara Crampton?
I don't know who any of those people are.
Well, Barbara Crampton, if that is her name, if that is her real name.
If that's the real her.
If that is Barbara Crampton. No, she's done like a lot of horror movie stuff. Barbara Crampton, yeah. And actually, I think she was in like other H.P. Lovecraft things, but this isn't an H.P. Lovecraft universe.
Heck yeah.
And it is, you know, it's based off of...
There are other H.P. Lovecraft movies?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, I guess he had, like, I actually don't know a whole lot about H.P. Lovecraft, surprisingly.
I only know Cthulhu.
I know that, too, and I thought it was pronounced Chulu.
Cthulhu.
Bless you. Gesundheit. But that was written in 1933. It's called The Thing at the Doorstep. The Thing at Your Doorstep, right?
I'm the thing at the doorstep.
You are the thing at my doorstep. Asking for food and shit.
Hey, Hannah. Knock, knock. Let me in.
You are the thing on the doorstep. No. But it was written in 1933, published in 1937. And it's, in this movie, our protagonists are two women. It's Heather Graham and Barbara Crampton. In the book, that it's based off of two men, and their names are Edward Derby.
Edward?
Yeah.
Elizabeth?
Yes. So in the movie, it's Elizabeth Derby, and then Daniel Upton.
Danielle Upton, Daniel. You know what? I dig it.
Yeah.
They kept to the source.
Yeah. But yeah, but the premise is the same. It's a psychiatrist or therapist or some mental health provider gets obsessed with a patient.
And this was 1937. So these guys were like, lobotomize her.
You should do some cocaine.
You need to be finger banged.
This lady's hysterical. Guess we need a finger banger.
Oh, man.
I was thinking that same exact thing. Now I'm curious to read the book to see, like, what the fuck. Like, I'm sure it's so incredibly sexist and...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But yeah, super fun movie. Really, really loved it. We both went in blind. Neither of us had watched it. And holy shit, there was not a moment in time where I was like, I know what's going to happen next.
No. At first, it was a little Lifetime-y. I was like, is this a scary movie?
I know.
Even?
Well, because it comes off as like that very cheesy, low budget kind of Lifetime.
The acting was like kind of, some of the actors... good. And then other actors were kind of weird.
Yeah. I could see what you mean. But you know what? I love everything about that movie. I really do. There's like bad editing. There's crazy cinematography. There's like, it's just like everything about it.
It's great.
I love this movie so, so much. All right. Well, without further ado, let's explain it.
Super Flash!
Film opens with doctors opening a body bag, and this is where we meet Danielle Upton. She's also a psychiatrist or a therapist, a mental health care provider. She's something.
She's something.
In the brain.
And she's just looking at this body, I guess.
Yeah, with the mortician. But we get the impression that this body is very, very mangled, and they're like, this doesn't even look like a human anymore. We don't know who they're looking at.
And is it human?
And is it human?
Huh?
Could be Cthulhu. Cthulhu.
Cthulhu. Cthulhu. Bless you. I remember in the beginning, the mortician, he's really gross. He's just like eating a sandwich. He's like, yeah, this body's mangled. Eating his ham sandwich.
You know, I like that. And I feel like if that was your profession, you'd probably get used to it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I'd eat a ham sandwich too with my bloodied gloves.
Oh, shut up.
Like, yum. Extra meat. Extra protein.
So Danielle she's walking out and saying they have Dr. Derby down there. And she goes to the psych area to see her former friend, Dr. Derby, Elizabeth Derby. And she is in a padded cell. Isn't she in a straitjacket too?
She's not in a straitjacket. No? She's just... she's freeballing in the padded cell.
But she's muttering to herself, and she asks Danielle, is he dead? Is he cremated? Is he dead?
She's frantic.
Yeah, she's really frantic, and she says if he does it again, it's forever. And again, we still don't know exactly to what she is referring.
What is he doing again?
And Danielle asks, who is he? But Derby's like, I don't have the time to answer that question.
Shut the fuck up!
And then she proceeds to tell the entire story.
Yeah. She's like, I don't have time. But listen here, it all started it on a rainy night.
So she starts from the beginning. Literally, that is what happens next. She starts telling her story. And we go back in time to a polished and pretty Dr. Derby.
She's less frantic here.
Yes, she's doing her mental health counseling.
She's doing her therapy. She's the therapy.
Yeah, and she seems like she's good at her job. She seems like she cares. And, you know, she's professional and hot because she's Heather Graham.
All the patients want to fuck her. They're like, there's nothing wrong with me. I just wanted to see your feet. Sorry.
So her patient leaves and a young man knocks at the door. Is this the thing at the doorstep?
Might be.
He asks to talk to her and he says that he needs her help. And she asks why he's there and he says he read her book and that he is having an out-of-body experience. And I guess her book is about out-of-body experiences.
Lucky him.
Isn't that convenient?
That's very convenient.
I wonder, as like a psychiatrist or whatever, you're writing a book on out-of-body experiences, like astral projecting or some shit?
I mean, that could be therapy, I guess. Like, she probably hears about a lot of out-of-body.
I'm curious about this book now. So we learn his name is Asa, and he says that he's not alone and that nobody understands, or no one will understand. And he's right. Yeah, and his phone starts to ring, and he doesn't want to answer. He's afraid to answer. He says he doesn't want to talk to him, and that he has power over him and wants his body.
Who's him? And why is he so gay?
I think Elizabeth wants his body.
Elizabeth, maybe she's calling.
Yeah, she's like, hey.
She astral projects and she's like, answer your phone.
Well, and it's the kid from The Babysitter.
Never seen it.
It's good. We should watch it.
We should watch it.
But he's grown up.
And he's my age.
Yeah. Well, and when I saw him in The Babysitter, he was like a preteen. And I was like, that young lad will be handsome.
And he is.
As he ages.
And he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She asks who he is. And Asa says that it's his father looking for him. So his phone keeps ringing. And he finally does answer. And then something weird happens. He starts twitching. And
convulsing.
And convulsing. Like,
and going on all fours. Twerking.
No. And so before he was really frantic, really scared, paranoid, and now
he's cool, calm, and collected.
Or as Paris wrote here in my notes, Asa starts acting cool. And he does. And Derby, she wants to help him. She doesn't know, like, what's going on. But she's like, oh, this could be good for my career. And
this could be.
You're kind of sexy.
She's thinking it's a multiple personality disorder.
Yeah.
So she's like, oh.
But triggered by, like, a seizure.
Yeah.
Right? So she's fascinated by that. And she gives him her number.
That's smart to do.
Yeah.
Hey, random person that didn't even schedule with me. Here's my number.
Who's acting insane. This is a great.
You know who found me from my book? Like,
now Asa grabs her and says he's not sure that she can help him and he will keep that door open. Okay, Paris took these notes. Usually I take the notes.
And I'm not a great note taker.
So I'm doing my best here.
Here, let me say, she wants to help him. And basically the guy's like, oh, doctors, yeah, I don't think I need any help. And then he leaves. He's like, but I'll leave that door open because he's flirting with her.
Oh, okay. Thank you for translating for me. Okay, so Derby goes home and she's venting to her husband saying he has multiple personality disorder and has like an extreme case of it. And she thinks he could be a case study.
And the husband is like, yeah, my day went great because she's just going on and on.
Also, I want to fuck.
Basically.
Yeah. This is a weird part of the story.
The husband is the weird actor. He's not the strongest actor, but I dig it.
You know what? But yeah, but you kind of get the impression that maybe he's like, he's wanting to spice stuff up and she's wanting to spice stuff up. And they are having sex. They are fucking.
You should read my note out loud how I
While Derby and her husband have bland sex, she imagines Asa having sex with her. Not so bland sex. Nice. That happens. All right. Yeah. The next morning, Derby gets in her car and she's thinking about Asa. She's like really obsessed. And
she's like hearing the whole conversation in her head on her drive. And she's just like
him out of her head.
No. He was so hot.
Damn, you're so hot.
I want your dick.
Yeah, I mean, she kind of does. This movie's real horned up.
It is horned up.
Real horned up.
For what reason? I don't know.
That I did not foresee. Yeah, Derby, she's thinking about him, and she goes to his house.
That's some crazy shit.
And past Derby says she couldn't control herself from going to her house. Her mind was drawn to him.
Do that again and say future Derby, because that's what I meant.
Oh. You idiot.
I realized that after I said past
future Derby says she couldn't control herself. Or present day Derby.
Yes.
Present day Derby, who is narrating this flashback. So she knocks on his door and nobody answers. So she just lets herself in. As you do.
As you do.
And she searches the house and finds her book. And then an old man sleeping in a chair. She asks if he's all right. And he suddenly awakens and seems like he's choking and asks her to give him medication. And also she's looking around at this time, kind of like a cultist.
Yeah. Cultist like, shit.
Yeah. Notes taken and so she's not alarmed by that, I guess. If I saw that, I'd be like, hey.
Okay, bye.
Well, first of all, I wouldn't just walk into somebody's house.
No. If they're not home, I'm like, all right, my losses.
And if I did go into somebody's house uninvited and I saw somebody sleeping, I would probably just tiptoe out of there.
Me too. I'd be like, you know what? I'm good.
I'd be like, oh shit. But yeah, so he asks for his medication, yada, yada, yada. And he knows who she is from her book and figured that she would come.
Because he knows that Asa went to talk to him.
And here's my question for you. Is he demon or is he actual grandpa?
I think he's demon.
You think he's demon?
I think he's demon. I mean, I don't mean to spoil it because later they switch.
That's right. And then he does say like...
He says some weird shit.
Well, he says things like that we come to know in the future, like, mind your fucking business or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
He swears a lot. He's naughty. So she asks where Asa is and he says he ran off days ago and he says he's never been much of earthly use.
Wonder what that means.
I'm going to say that about you. Whenever anybody asks me about you, she's not of much earthly use. Taking notes, not of much earthly use.
That's what Dad says about me, too.
She tells the old man Asa needs serious help, and he tells her not to worry about him and that she should just worry about her affairs.
You know, that's fair.
Yeah.
Like, she should have just minded her own business.
Mind your own business. It's your own hubris that gets you into a padded cell, Elizabeth.
Come on, Elizabeth.
Now, he takes a knife and says this house call is over, but then he starts to choke, and she tries to help him, but he slashes at her, and he puts the bloody knife on an occult book, and... it soaked in the blood. Oh, the book soaked in the blood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I wonder what that's about. This book also has Cthulhu on it. Or as you like to say, Cthulhu.
I don't know why I thought it was that way. Cthulhu.
Cthulhu.
Yeah. You said, and throughout this whole notes, you say past Derby.
I know.
You dumbass. Present day Derby says she tried to get her back to her life. But
she tried to get back to her life.
Yeah.
And her work.
But something wouldn't let her.
I wonder what that is.
I think this, whatever this creature is, this demon or whatever, it has like sex appeal. So she's in a therapy session where we learn, or as Paris wrote here, in a therapy season with a patient. And we learn that Elizabeth can hypnotize people. That's a handy skill.
Ooh. Maybe save that for later.
Yeah, put it in your back pocket. And now, while she's in the session, Asa knocks and wants to come in. And she's like, oh, fuck yeah, bro.
I'm in the middle of a patient, so let me kick this bitch out.
Yeah, she's like, session's over.
Session's over. I've got a new session to deal with.
And so Asa comes in. He says that he tried to run away and escape, but that he wants his body. Asa says he can't be I. He can't be I. That's what you wrote. He can't be I. That old sick body.
Oh, he can't be. He can't be in that old sick body, so.
He can't be I. That old sick body. I bet that was how it was written in the 1933 book.
No, but this is Asa, and he's like, he can't stay in that old sick body. Who's the old sick body?
Exactly. Long story short, Asa disappears.
Asa disappears. He's like
not into thin air, but she turns around for a second, and then he's gone.
And then he's gone, yeah. ends her session with her patient to get Asa in, and then Asa's like, gone.
Peace. Yeah. Okay, there we go. Now, Derby is home, and Asa calls her, and he sounds like he needs help, and he's saying that he can't stop him. him. So Derby leaves her house, leaving her husband concerned.
And the husband's like, why don't you just call the police? And like, she sounds real fucking retarded here.
She's like,
and
nah.
She's like, no, that's my patient. That's what we're for. Like, no, the fuck. No.
I don't think it is. Supposed to go in these dangerous situations. So she goes over to his house and she finds the old man on the ground. And Asa is trying to kill him and he won't let Derby help him.
No.
He's like, no, we gotta cut off his head.
No, we gotta cut off. And she's like, no, give me the pills, like, so I can save him. And she ends up getting her hands on the pills and just...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So she does save him, but he's like, don't help him, help me. And he grabs a knife. And, poor Elizabeth. She has no fucking clue.
She has no idea what's going on. And she's talking Asa down. She's like, no, put down the knife. Don't kill him. You're crazy, pretty much.
But so anyway, yeah, like you said, she gives the man the pills and Ace is like, is he dead? Is he dead? He's like, he stole my father's life and now it wants mine. And he says that if it happens again, it's forever. Again, very, very vague. She still doesn't know what he's talking about. But the old man wakes up and grabs Asa and says some gibberish and starts to twitch like he did in the office. And again, Asa is not himself. And Derby tells Asa that he had a seizure. And Asa says, all of you doctors are the same. And she asks if he's seen a lot of doctors. He says he's seen doctors, healers, and potion dealers.
So he's seen a lot of people.
Hey, that rhymed. Derby asks if they told him why he changes, and he says the devil makes him do it. Derby is still under the impression that he has multiple personality disorder. Asa kisses Derby, and they have sex.
Right in front of the dead body.
Oh, wait. Did I skip over that?
No.
Wait, what happened? Yeah, okay. After the seizure, the old man, didn't recover. And he's still on the ground, mm-hmm. right? So they're having sex in front of this unconscious dead body.
And she,
or not dead body, but...
She didn't fight this at all. She was like, all right.
Yeah, she was like, fucking radical. And,
And they fuck. And then this is my question. Because it seems like to switch bodies, he has sex with the people. So did the father have sex with the son?
No.
Because also I don't know when this was, but the guy was like, oh, guess I really wanted to fuck my dad then. Or my dad really wanted to fuck me.
No.
Like, I don't know.
He was joking when
he
said
that. This is a demon. This is a demon right now.
I think there's other methods of switching bodies. I think it swapped through, because I don't want to spoil for later on in the episode, but we'll address it when we come back.
Oh, I guess. Okay.
Right.
You're right.
You're just gross.
You know,
you just want things to be weirder than they are.
I just want fathers to have sex with their sons. What? Sorry. No, I don't. Just kidding.
Paris, you want to hear what you wrote here?
Yeah.
While sex, Asa says, government yourself to me. So Paris is literally dyslexic.
I'm very dyslexic.
While sex... So while they're, and let me translate for you, while they're having sex, Asa says, give yourself to me, and something happens, and Asa and Derby seem to switch bodies while they're fucking.
Whoa.
Yeah, they're doing it. Derby says that this is a nice body and that she wants it, or it seems Derby is saying that.
But it's not Derby.
And then they switch back into their own bodies. Asa says the first time is always the most painful, but it gets easier.
And she's confused. She was like, wait, you were inside me. And I was inside you. And he was like, yeah, I was.
And anyway, she's confused. But Asa's like, oh, eventually you're going to figure it out what's going on. But they notice that the old man is gone. And Asa goes after the body and says, Asa, get back here.
So
Asa's not really Asa.
No.
I think Asa is a demon in Asa's body.
And I think Asa is in the old man.
So we're going to call him Demon Asa for now. So the old man appears and begs for help, saying, it's me!
It's me!
Jessica!
I'm in here!
Have you ever seen that
movie? I love that movie.
I love that. It's me!
Jessica! I'm in here!
I love that movie. That's another body swap movie.
That's
Hot
great.
Chicks, right?
Is it called Hot Chicks?
I think so.
Isn't it a good movie? I don't think
With
so.
Rob Schneider?
It's Rob Schneider.
No, you shut up. Yes, it is. It is called Hot Chicks. hot chicks.
It might be. I mean,
the hot chick. All right. Hot chick. I was almost there. I like when you look at the description for the hot chick in a nutshell. Ribald, zany, and absurd. What?
Cool.
Wow. I guess that is the hot chick. Anyway, back to this body swapping movie. The old man appears and he's like, it's me, Jessica. Demon Asa stabs the old man in the neck and then saws off his fucking head.
Yeah.
And the house catches fire. Oh, but doesn't the head talk to Derby?
And I don't know if it talks, but it opens its eyes Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. That would be traumatizing. And then the house catches on fire.
The end.
So Derby goes to see her doctor friend, Danielle, also known as Danielle. And Danielle's like, oh, it sounds like you had an out-of-body experience. But yeah.
Like, yeah, no shit, Danielle. Fuck.
But Derby's like, no, I actually went into his body, and it was painful. And then Danielle's like, that's just fantasy.
Yeah, she's totally like, oh, you saw a guy's head get sawed off?
Okay, now listen. Like, they're best friends in this movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, not only are we sisters, but best friends.
Mm-hmm.
You want to say it, don't you?
A little bit. Do it. And we're cousins.
Not only are we sisters, cousins, and...
and best friends.
Oh. No context?
No context.
All right.
You make of that with what we will.
But, like, if you came to me and you told me that that happened to you, I'd believe you. No question.
I would believe you, because it's
I'd be like, okay, yeah.
Yeah, Hannah's not going to come up to me and say some wild shit, and I'm not going to be like, sounds like you're fucking crazy.
I mean, like, I'd be like, did you do hard drugs, maybe?
Yeah.
I'd ask some questions.
Yeah.
I have some questions, but I wouldn't just be
But
like,
I know you enough to where it's like, you're not going to have these, like, delusions randomly, you know?
Yeah, so, but yeah, Danielle's like, you're just crazy. And, or not crazy, but, like, using, you know, you're feeling guilt, you're feeling a certain way, you're, you know, because Derby does tell her that she fucked Asa, and, Derby asks if she should call the police, but Danielle thinks she just hallucinated the whole night.
Yeah, and Danielle's like, what are the police going to do? Go over there and, like, see nothing?
And then Derby gets home and the police are there.
Yeah.
And the police ask if she was at Asa's house last night, and she says yes, but she was just visiting in a patient, and she kind of just explains the whole thing away, and the police leave. So the husband tells Derby that he was really worried about her, and he asks what happened, and she's honest. She's like, listen.
Crazy shit went...
Some crazy shit happened.
I got some dick.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, obviously he's upset and she leaves. She goes to the office for the night. Again, Asa shows up. Demon Asa shows up and she pulls up her skirt and they kiss and he goes down on her. And she looks down and it's the old man and she falls out the window. And then she realizes it was just a dream. You know, that'd be horrible.
That would be.
Can you imagine looking down? And it's like an old man. You're like, ah.
It's like, oh, no.
And I'd fall out that window, too.
I didn't.
I'd plunge my... I'd be like, oh. Oh, no.
I'd be like, I can't live with this memory. He's teeth in your vagina.
Oh.
Gumming your vagina is what I meant.
His teeth in it.
Let me slip in.
He's chewing on it.
The old man's like, let me slip something more comfortable. And he takes out his dentures.
I like that. So, yeah, she wakes up, she realizes it's just a dream, and then the next day she misses her husband. She realizes she loves her husband, despite their lackluster sex life, I guess, and she returns home. Demon Asa chains himself up in a basement and calls and says a chant to Derby and triggers a switch between the two. The demon is now inside Derby yet again, leaving the real Derby chained in the basement.
This demon thinks.
Yeah.
He thinks.
Except he put the key, like, right above his head, so all she
But she doesn't know that.
I know, but wouldn't you look around for a second?
I would look around.
Like, all right.
But she didn't, so his plan worked.
So Derby, now in the body of Asa, she calls Danielle. All Danielle hears is some young dude. So mm-hmm. So instead of being like, it's me,
Jessica!
But Demon Octopus seduces the husband, and they have wild sex.
They have wild, and you know what? The husband, into it.
Yeah, and he forgives her real quick, like.
He's like, all right.
He's like, oh, why not?
He's like, all you had to do was fuck some young kid to get freaky? If you've seen the sex that they've had, it's bland sex. And then her and Asa had not so bland sex.
I mean, it looked like kind of regular sex to me, just with like a you hot know? 20-year-old.
Yeah.
Know? I guess that's the difference.
Well, the difference, he ate her. Well, I guess that was a dream.
I don't know. Her husband seems like he eats puss.
He would eat puss. Yeah. I believe he would eat puss. He gets
at it. I believe it. So Danny goes to Asa's home and finds Derby in the basement. She's trying to explain to her what happened, but obviously Danny doesn't believe her. And but there is a moment where Asa, or, you know, Elizabeth Derby, who's in this body, is like, hey, and she tells her some shit mm-hmm. that only she would know. And she is kind of like,
what?
That's weird. Why did Derby tell you that? Why did you know that? You know, but just then the two bodies switch again, and the demon tells Danielle that he and Derby were just playing a sex game and to get out.
Kinky.
And Danielle was like, so you're telling me this is all a sex game? I don't know,
I wouldn't believe it.
I feel like if you were in somebody else's body, I think I would recognize you instantly.
That's a weird sex game, too.
I'd be like, that's Paris, hands down.
Like,
easy.
Okay, let's just say this was a sex game. The conversation would be like, okay, so I'm going to chain myself up, pretend to be you. You go home, and I'm going to call your friend so she comes over.
Right, Danielle, you got to be like, a little smarter kinky. Than that. You know, you got to be like, this is weird. Back over at Elizabeth's house, we find out that, again, yeah, her husband's kind of a deviant, and he really enjoyed sex with Demon Derby, but now Derby is back in her body, and she tells him that he needs to go somewhere safe, and then she leaves. All that makes sense?
Yes.
Also, we see, like, cuts on the husband.
And he's like, you want to go again? You can use the knife again, and he shows the cuts.
Yeah, and I would be like, I need to get the fuck out of here. If that were me, I'd be like,
I think I need a divorce.
I think I need to divorce you right now. That's too weird for me. Like, I realize I cheated on you, but...
And they're like gashes. Yeah. They're not even like scratches. She they're went gashes.
Hard. Derby leaves, and she goes to her office and contemplates just jumping out the window and killing herself when Asa, Demon Asa, shows up. And she asks him who
Let's hope he doesn't turn into the old man while he's eating her puss.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
Yeah.
Derby asks who he really is, and Demon I like being a woman.
There's nothing finer than having a vagina. That's a song that Demon Octopus was going to sing.
That's so his song. But, you know, luckily, Derby knows how to use hypnosis, right?
So she secretly
hypnotizes Demon Asa, temporarily disabling him, and she stabs him in the head. She pushes him out the window.
Hell yeah.
And he's still alive, so she backs over him with her car multiple times. And I like that. I like that about her.
Yeah.
You know?
That's better than what a lot of people would do in scary movies.
Yeah. But again, he's still fucking alive. And so she stabs him multiple times, but then the cops show up.
And they're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and now that takes us to present day, where we're in the hospital room, the mental hospital room.
So the guy in the body bag, the disfigured non-human, was Asa.
It's Asa's body.
It's Asa's body.
Yeah. Derby tells Danny that she has to destroy the brain.
And how does she know that? Because, like, I don't think she read that anywhere. She didn't see that anywhere.
I think, no, you know what I think it was? I think Asa was telling her way back when they were at the grandpa's house. I think he was like, we need to destroy the brain.
I guess he has all of the demonic books.
In the autopsy room, Demon Asa is still alive, and he says the chant, triggering the switch. Derby is now in disfigured Asa's body, and the demon is now in Derby's body.
And now Derby's calm, cool, and collected.
Yeah, and Danny has seen all this happen, and she's perplexed by the sudden change. She's like,
who are you?
Yeah, who are you? And I do think at this point she is kind of starting to believe.
I hope so.
More. Yeah, and Danielle asks Demon Derby what her name is, but she can't answer. Demon Derby can't answer. She doesn't know her name. Now the security guard comes and tells her that there's an emergency. The real Elizabeth, who's in Ace's body, she's kind of like trying to escape
in her disfigured
in this disfigured body. It's like missing a leg. It has brains coming out, intestines coming out.
And, man, I would want to die.
Yeah, that'd be terrible. And she's trying to get help, and then Danielle really finally believes her, and Danielle confronts Demon Beth. Demon Beth recites the chant, and they switch bodies. Danielle.
So they don't fuck. So I guess there are other ways to switch bodies.
But they did kiss earlier.
They did. So there has to be. So him and that son did something. Did something a little
maybe
weird.
Maybe he just spit in his food or something. A little incest.
Maybe a little incesty.
Maybe he just spit in his food or something.
I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like there's ways to get people to consume your fluids without them knowing.
I mean, yeah, I suppose. But you know what? I think this demon's fucked up and horned up. You know what I mean? Not mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean. So yeah, now that they've switched bodies, it's a full-on brawl. They're fighting and they kind of tumble out of the room and Upton's in Beth's body, right? Still. And she gets the security guard's gun. The real Beth, who is disfigured in Asa's body. This is where it gets hard to explain. She's still alive and she just asks Upton to kill her. And she shoots her in the head, ending her misery and suffering.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I would hope someone would do that for me too if I was in a disfigured body.
I would do that for you.
Yeah.
Here, come here. Do... No, just kidding. So the final fight ensues and more security comes. We do know, right, at this point, when the security guards come, that Danielle is in Beth's body. And yeah, right. Now, later, we kind of end on that scene on a cliffhanger. And we see Upton, who's Danielle, is trying to comfort Beth's husband. And we find out that Upton is still in Beth's body, who is being kept in a padded cell. And now the demon has taken over Danielle's identity. And that's where the movie ends.
That would suck.
That would suck, man.
And now she's in a straitjacket. She's like, I know who I am!
You know what? I feel like she... I think there's hope for her to escape, you know?
I mean, she's alive.
I think she could
definitely... If she's alive, if a person's alive, they've got a plan.
I choose to believe that Danielle is smart enough that she's able to escape and kill the demon. Now...
But now she has to live in Elizabeth's body. Because it happened three times.
If I ended up in Heather Graham's body, I'd be like, oh, sweet.
Ha,
radical.
Gonna flick my bean.
Yeah. And yeah, so I choose to give myself a hopeful ending.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's where it ends. Kind of sucks.
Kind of sucks.
Kind of sucks, man.
But now, if Upton escapes, she gets to live in a hot bod. I mean, she was hot, but now she gets to live in another hot bod.
Yeah, not the worst thing.
Yeah, no.
At least you're not in a man's body.
Thank God.
I wouldn't like that.
Me neither.
I'd be like, shit.
Fuck.
At least give me
I'd masturbate one time if I was a man. I'm sorry. I don't know. Maybe the demon's inside me right now.
Actually, you know what I was thinking?
Hmm.
I was thinking, so did the grandpa summon this demon?
He did. That's what I was thinking. I was like, he has a lot of, like, occultist stuff.
I think
and
he
it's like, why do you
this
have
demon?
This?
And it's like, why did you summon this demon?
Dad, come on.
Dad, why did you summon this demon?
Come on, Dad.
What the fuck?
Maybe Dad just wanted to fuck. Well, the dad
Will
was...
Will you stop with the fucking...
The dad was really sick, so maybe he was looking for, like, body switching or, like, to ail his body, and he summoned this demon.
But that's fucking stupid because, like, now you're
He didn't read the fine print.
Yeah, you're not even you anymore. Now you have a demon in your body, so you're still dead.
Maybe he was hopeful he would be in, like, a hot bod, like a son. Maybe he wanted to be in his son's body.
He didn't think this through very well.
No,
that's
he didn't.
That's all I'm saying.
He is an old man with, like, heart condition, so, like, he's not thinking.
Obsessed with the occult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not thinking.
Well, I have some occultist books of my own to study.
Eins, zwei, drei.
Sorry. I like that.
I don't know.